What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Nina Blanco podcast. This is coming out on a Friday, so let's get right to it. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday!
You know what it is?
Yeah. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. Make sure to enjoy Breakfast Burrito today because you absolutely deserve it. So go and get that breakfast burrito and celebrate along with me. But yeah, thanks for listening. Sorry I didn't release a podcast episode last week. Like, let's just get to it and talk about it. I totally wanted to release an episode last week. So I'm like, I'll get on a schedule. And I promise you. But I had a wedding to go to and I did not plan enough in advance to get an episode like recorded and ready before I had to go over to this wedding because I didn't have any time at all while I was at this wedding to do anything that had to do with the podcast. So that is why. And this podcast episode is a lot of it anyway, is going to be about this wedding that I went to because this wedding was really awesome. It was different. It was a lot of fun. And the bride and groom were just very gracious with like just everything that they did. So, but also because something happened at the wedding that I had hinted towards in the last episode with the boy. And so we're going to be talking primarily probably about that. I'm going to warn you right now. I don't know how long this episode is going to be because I didn't really plan it out. I was just like, I need to do it. So let me just go and do it. So I didn't plan this out at all. And normally I at least plan them out a little bit. So we'll see how this goes. But the wedding. Okay. So the wedding couple, friends of the boy's family. So whenever we kind of explain who this person is and how we know them, it's just, it's not awkward. Like, it's not awkward for us, for the family or for them or anything like that. But the people that we're telling this story to, they get a little bit awkward because this would ordinarily be a pretty awkward situation. But the family that I married into and everyone now that I know because I married into this family, they're freaking awesome. So they're just like, no, this isn't weird at all. And we're here and we're happy and this is what it is. So the groom that had gotten married, we know him or the boy knows him. So the boy grew up with this guy because this guy was almost the boy's stepdad. And people are already like, oh, spill the tea, sis. So what happened was way back in the day, the boy's mom, she was kind of a single mom, but, you know, wanted to date and trying to get out there. And she was dating this guy. And he happened to have a son who was around the same age as the boy and his brother. And so as the boy's mom is dating this guy, he has a son as well at the same age. It's like all of them, they all kind of grew up together. So they're like brothers. I mean, they still are to this day. They're like brothers. And so eventually things didn't work out. Things didn't work out in the relationship between the boy's mom and this guy. But they had been in a relationship for like 10 years. And so that's 10 years of growing up with this person in your life as kind of like a father figure, as well as kind of an extra bonus brother that you've got. And so when they decided, you know, this relationship isn't going to work anymore, they had to think about the kids. They had to think think about all the children and how they were going to feel towards all of this and the relationships that they've, you know, known for the last 10 years. And so they've remained friends. So the boy's mom's ex-boyfriend is kind of like a father figure to the boy still, and he's been in his life, and he's actually kind of why the boy went into aviation and was interested in that route. And he's just a big influence on the boy. He always has been, you know, throughout his childhood. And even when he and his mom weren't together anymore, I mean, this guy, he was still around for the boy, and he was still around for him, you know, when it came to questions or things coming up in college or things coming up with aviation, which he was getting into. And so they've always remained really close. And the boy's mom, I know this is her ex-boyfriend and everything, but they're still really good friends. There's no like hate there or anything like that. There's nothing like that. And so I think that that's why people get so caught off guard with this type of story and this type of scenario between these people, because typically when you're together with someone for 10 years and then you decide to no longer to be together, it's like, usually there was something, a big fallout, something nasty happened between them two, or, oh, forget that guy, I hate that person. But no, it was never like that, especially because their kids were involved. And I mean, that's just good parenting right there. So everyone is friends with everyone, and it's all A-okay. The boy's mom eventually went on to start dating who she's married to now, who is the boy's stepdad, and we know him, we love him. It's what's funny is he actually knows the ex-boyfriend, and they're kind of buddies. I don't think they're like besties or anything like that, but you know, they're friendly towards one another, and there's just like no animosity. And so like I personally am not used to these types of like grown, mature relationships or friendships or anything like that. I'm just not used to this kind of stuff. When anyone in my family breaks up with someone, it's always like, fuck that guy and everyone that they know. But in this case, it's not like that at all. So yeah, I know it can kind of be a little bit shocking that we went to the boy's mom's ex-boyfriend's wedding, which essentially that's what it is. But it's not weird or shocking to us at all, because this guy has just always been a part of the boy's life. And so we love that. We value that. And I mean, me just having my own separate daddy issues, I'm like, man, that's really cool. That is. It's a really cool thing. So anyway, the groom at this wedding, he is finally getting married. He's finally doing it. So he's getting married to the love of his life. They have been together, I think they've been together like 15 years. And they've had a very long engagement during that 15 years. But, you know, they've lived a lot of life in between then. And they've got a really great house. And they live in like the suburbs of St. Louis. And they're just a really wonderful couple. I mean, they're definitely made for one another. They complement each other very, very well. And they work well together. And so it was just really great to be a part of these two finally saying I do and having their wedding. And so one day, the invitation to this wedding, how it happened is one day we got an email. We get an email and it's this like Word document, and we open it up and it's like, surprise, we're getting married. And everyone's just like, what is going on? Oh my gosh, they're getting married. When is this happening? And we had gotten this email, I think it might have been in like December or something around that time. And we're like, oh wow, they're getting married in March. This is cool. Let's read, because it was this long letter. Let's read all the details. And the details in this letter are, it's going to be a micro wedding. It's going to be a very small wedding. There's going to be like 10 people there and you're invited. And the boy and I were like, whoa, this is so cool that we are invited. They're having the wedding in Colorado. Not only that, they're having the wedding at a ski resort and they are skiing to a little like man-made chapel on the mountain. And they're having like this skiing wedding. And I'm like, mind blown. That is so cool. That is so cool. So I'm like, oh my gosh, details, details, details. I need more. And so they ended up saying that, you know, we're going to take care of our guests. They wanted to be able to do that. And, you know, it only being like 10 people who were going to come, they paid for our hotel. They paid for our lift tickets at this ski resort for like an entire week, essentially. And part of the hotel was like Glenwood Hot Springs, which those are so iconic in Colorado, and just skiing in general in March. And we're like, oh my gosh, this sounds like the coolest wedding ever. I mean, I thought I was cool getting married at Red Rocks. Like, nah, this is so cool. And we're just so happy to be a part of it. So leading up to the wedding, we're like, okay, we need to figure this out. What are we going to wear? Like, what do you wear to a ski and wedding? Because if you're skiing and you're on a mountain and you're on a lift and stuff, like, it's going to be cold up there. You got to wear your like snow pants and all your ski gear and everything like that. But in this letter, the invitation that we had gotten, it said, get creative with what you're going to wear to the wedding. And we were like, get creative. What does that mean? And the boy, oh my gosh, this is why I'm, I don't know. I think deep down why I'm attracted to the boy is because he's a fucking weirdo. And like, I'm a fucking weirdo. And I know that. And so I think deep down why I really truly love him is because like, we're both weirdos. And I see that in him and he sees that in me. And I secretly love it, but sometimes it's a lot. So the boy saw on this invitation, get creative with what you're going to wear to this ski and wedding on the mountain. And he took that and ran with it. He's like, I am going to dress up. I'm going to wear, we have this Patrick Star from SpongeBob, this Patrick Star onesie that we've had for like a really long time now. And he's like, I am going to be fancy Patrick Star at their wedding. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I'm going to wear the Patrick Star onesie over all my ski gear. And then I'm going to put like a top hat on, because there was an episode where Patrick went to like a fancy party or a dinner or something. And he got like a sports coat to put over it and a top hat and a red bow tie with this Patrick like onesie. And he's like, I'm going to ski in as fancy Patrick. He's like, you should be Sandy. Because one time for Halloween, he was Patrick and I was Sandy the squirrel. And it was a really cute couple's costume. And he's like, we should do it again. And you should be Sandy and ski in as Sandy. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I mean, I like that idea. Sounds kind of fun. But I know they said get creative, but it's still a wedding. It's still a wedding. And so I'm like, I don't know if they mean show up as a pink starfish in a top hat, get creative. I think they just mean like wear a funny hat or something. And so the boy was like, nope, gonna do this Patrick Star thing. And I was like, man. And so leading up to the wedding, the boy like ordered a couple things. He ordered the top hat. He got a red bow tie. We went to Goodwill and got like a giant sports coat to go over the whole thing. And he's like, you gotta be Sandy Squirrel. We're gonna get you a squirrel onesie and a purple tutu, and we'll figure out how to get you looking like Sandy Squirrel. And so he bought all those things, and so we have our outfits, and we're like a week out from the wedding, right? And so we're getting ready and, you know, packing up all our ski gear, making sure we have everything and all these outfits and stuff. And the boy is like so excited about showing up as Patrick Star and Sandy Squirrel skiing into their wedding. And I'm still just like, I'm glad that you're having fun with this and you really like this idea. And he's just like, you know, he's going for it. But I'm like, I need you. I need you to talk to the groom about our outfits and be specific as to what we are wearing and ask, is this okay? And the boy claims that he had texted the groom and said, you know, I want to wear a costume, and it's how creative can we get when you say be creative? And the boy claims, oh yeah, go ahead, you can go ahead, wear whatever you want. I mean, they had these Jamaican bobsled team like onesies before that they had worn for forever, the boy and his friends. And so he's like, you can show up as the Jamaican bobsled, like, do what you want. And so the boy was like, see, I can do whatever I want. We're going to show up as Patrick and Sandy. And I'm like, okay, but does he know the extremes that you're going to? It's different showing up in a onesie that is like a uniform bobsled team, which that's kind of mild. Like, it's just like a black jumpsuit with a green and gold stripe on it. You know, that's different than a Patrick Star bright pink and lime green showing up in a top hat. So like, I was like, I wonder if He knows all the details. And I wonder if the bride knows all the details. Like, this is her wedding. She's very excited about this. Obviously, he's like, yeah, we originally know this couple from the groom. And we asked the groom and the groom says, yeah, go for it. But the bride and me being a bride not that long ago and planning a wedding and not knowing what people are going to wear. And a woman showed up to my wedding in a white dress because culturally she didn't know better. But, you know, I didn't say anything about it, but I was concerned and I was like, whatever, I'm not going to let it ruin my day. But if we show up at her wedding, something that she's been wanting with this man, they've been together for 15 years, something that they've been planning. This is a special place to them in Colorado at this ski resort. She's planning this wedding. She's the one sending out all these emails and getting things together. And she's the one who is planning this wedding. This is her wedding too. This is her wedding. Let's be honest. This is her wedding. So does she know about it and is she okay? Because I'm concerned about her and I am not going to be the one to ruin her wedding day. And so the boy's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. He knows me. It's cool. And I'm like, I don't think that this is cool. This is not okay. So we get there. The boy shows up. I had to work for a couple days. So the boy gets there early, a few days before I do. He's skiing. He's in the hot springs. They're going to dinners. They're enjoying their time together. And then I finally meet up with them the evening before the wedding. And then I was going to do the wedding with them and a couple days of skiing and hang out with them. And so I get there. And the boy's like, okay, let's try everything on. We're in our hotel, okay, in Glenwood Springs. So we're in our hotel. He's like, let's try it all on. Let's get it ready because the wedding's tomorrow. And we have to have everything ready because we have to get up early and everyone has to get there early. So I'm like, okay. And so he was all excited about his costume. And so he puts his costume on. And then I'm like, okay, we should go show the costume to the groom's son, who's like the boy's brother, and he's just down the hall, two doors down. We should go show him the costume because I want him then to say, like, yes or no, if this costume is okay. Because then, you know, if it's not, then maybe we could blame it on him too because he knew about it. So so we go over to his room, and he's there with his girlfriend, and the boy shows up in as a Patrick Star onesie, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so funny, ha ha ha, awesome, come on in. So we go into their hotel room, we're just chit-chatting and talking stuff, and then finally I had to bring it up because, like, you can tell when things are wrapping up. Plus, it was getting late. Like, everyone had to go to bed. So it was a big date the next day for their wedding. So things are starting to wrap up. And I'm like, okay, I need to bring this up. And I need to just be specific and just ask. So I ask the boy's friend slash the groom's son, who is the best man. And, like, he has, like, a whole tuxedo thing that he's wearing to match his dad. And I'm like, okay, so the boy wants to wear this outfit to the wedding, ski in as Patrick Starr in a top hat and a sports jacket to the wedding. Is that all right? Is that cool? Is your dad going to be okay with that? Is the bride going to be okay with that? Like, I just kept specifically asking, like, is the bride going to be okay with this? And the boy's friend, his name is Alec, he goes, I don't know. And I'm like, see, I fucking told you. I told you. Like, it's one thing just being silly and goofy on the mountain for spring break and, like, skiing in this stupid onesie. It's another to show up to someone's wedding like that. I know they said get creative, but I just don't think that that's what they had in mind. So I am so freaking glad that I asked the groom's son, Alec, because I was like, Alec, like, you're the last person, you're the only person that I can ask right now. Like, the bride and groom, they're getting ready for their day tomorrow. They're sleeping. Like, I need to ask you. So he said no. He's like, probably not, you guys. Like, I don't think it's going to be anything like that. And I was like, I told you. So the boy was a little bit upset. I rained on his parade. He was upset about it. It was because of me that he couldn't wear that because I had to ask. But I was like, we can't ruin their wedding. We're not going to be those people. I'm not going to be that person. And I'm freaking married to you. So I'm guilty by association. And we are not going to do this. So I'm very glad I asked. And we just showed up like normal people. The boy did wear the top hat And he just took away the Patrick Starr onesie, but he wore the jacket, the hat, and the, like, bow tie, which was totally fine, which was great. That was wonderful. They loved that. But, yeah, I don't think they would have loved the bright pink starfish aspect to it. So thank goodness I asked. But it was a lot of fun. It was really cute. I mean, when I showed up, again, I showed up a few days later than everyone else did. And the boy, he was like, you know, so we all have to help. It's all hands in on helping with this wedding. We went over everything on the mountain today. Like, I wasn't there, but the boy was. And so he's like, okay, here's what we have to do. We are in charge of the music and the broadcast, like the streaming of it for friends and family who aren't there. And I was like, okay, is it a problem that I'm not the best skier? Because I've really only gone skiing a handful of times and I'm very much a noob. And he was like, yeah, it'll be fine. Like, I'm mostly going to do like the camera stuff while skiing and following them and stuff like that. You just have to hold like this big boombox thing, the speaker, and like coordinate the music. And so I was like, okay, like hopefully it's fine. I don't know. But luckily it was. Everything was totally fine. And then I had questions on like the legitness of this wedding, not of like them getting married, but just like the venue and like, does the resort know you guys are having a wedding on the mountain? Like, I was just a little bit confused on the details, but I ended up finding out that the resort basically told them, like, do what you guys want. We think it's awesome you're getting married here. Do what you want. They have a chapel, like, way, way high up. You have to go to, like, two different lifts in order to get to the very top of the mountain. They have, like, a chapel built up there. They had the option to use that, but not everyone is the greatest skier who is going to be there. And so that was just a lot to try to bring up all the way to the top of the mountain. So we just went up one lift. We were kind of on the bottom part of the mountain, but high enough where you can ski down it. And they just kind of found a spot by some trees, kind of away from where everyone else is. And as people skied in to the area of which they were going to get married, they took their skis off and their poles and they kind of just stuck it in the snow and created this little fence around us, which was really cool. And this wedding, it was so cute. Yes, I cried. Duh. It was just, the ceremony was very beautiful. It was just very in tune with nature and where we were and the story of their relationship and wishing them well and all of us doing it together. And it was kind of interactive, which I just loved. And I just thought it was really beautiful. Their ceremony was gorgeous. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous ceremony. They had the lightest little bit of snow falling down. So it was just perfect. The sun came out afterwards and it was just a beautiful time on the mountain. And they got married and they got to say their I do's and then they skied down together. And we went and we had some cake and champagne, cupcakes and champagne. And it was just, it was the best time. It was so wonderful to be a part of. It was a lot of fun. It was very different. I will never, ever forget that wedding and that entire day, that experience. It was just so cool. And the couple, they seemed very happy with it as well. So as long as they were happy that they didn't have a giant pink starfish crash their wedding, then I'm happy. So outside of the wedding, which this primarily was, you know, obviously to celebrate their nuptials, but we had a couple birthdays in the mix as well. The bride's grandson, it was his birthday, his 15th birthday, which is kind of a big deal. So we did a dinner to celebrate him. And then the boy had a birthday as well during all of this. And so they had a dinner to celebrate the boy, which they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to celebrate anyone else's birthdays. I mean, they're paying for all of us to be, like, all of our hotel and everything like that to be there. It's incredible that they were, you know, gracious enough and thoughtful enough to be like, hey, we've got a couple birthdays. Let's celebrate these other people as well. So that was very sweet of them. And we did these dinners, but something else really big was happening during this weekend. So the boy's friend who he grew up with, Alec, that is the groom's son. Alec is the guy who introduced the boy and I, actually. We were friends with him separately. I was friends with him separately outside of the boy, just from like knowing him around town. We went to the same school, everything like that. And he's why the boy and I met, which is great, playing matchmaker. But Alec being part of the boy's life for nearly their whole lives. They grew up together. There are photos of them as like 3-year-olds together, which is so cute to me. And I love that they have they've had this lifelong friendship. I think that's rare these days. I don't have a friend like Alec and the boy. Like, I don't have a friendship like that that's gone that long, nearly their entire lives, and they're still really good friends to this day. Alec stood up in our wedding. He was one of the groomsmen, and in his speech at our wedding, in his groomsmen speech, he brought up a bet. He brought up a bet that he and the boy and the boy's late brother and another friend of theirs, they made this bet a long time ago. It was over 10 years, almost 15. This is almost a 15-year-old bet. The bet was the first of us to get married has to get their belly button pierced. And the boy says he was about like 22 years old when they made this bet. And the boy at that time was kind of against marriage, didn't really see that for himself, didn't want it. And, you know, his buddies then and his brother, they were in relationships. And he's like, it's going to be one of you fools. It's not going to be me. But when we got married this past August, the boy was the first one out of all of them who made that bet to get married. And if there's one thing I will say about the boy, he's a man of his word. He is a man of his word because that motherfucker got his belly button pierced. Oh my gosh. So Alec brought this up and had a belly button ring at our wedding and brought it up in his speech saying, I'm holding you to this because you're the first one who got married out of all of us and you're going to have to get your belly button pierced. And he didn't make him do it right then and there at the wedding, thankfully, because especially because we had like a little mini moon to go on. And he's like, sometime soon, we're going to figure this out. And then his dad, with everything with this wedding is happening in Colorado and it's around the time for the boy's birthday. I'm kind of like, well, it's kind of the perfect time to do it, honestly. So everyone else agreed, and we found a tattoo and piercing shop in Glenwood Springs, and we walked on in, and we got the boy's belly button pierced. Here, I took a video. If you're, like, squeamish and you're watching on YouTube and you don't, just scroll past it, but I'm going to show you the video I'm going to show you the video of the boy getting his belly button pierced.
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
1, 2, potato, slice, cabbage, ooh, beets.
Did it hurt?
Oh my gosh! Woo!
Good morning, ma'am.
I am so thankful I didn't lose his butt.
Oh!
Oh,
no.
This man lost a bet about a decade ago from a decade.
He did flinch a little bit. He
smiled harder.
Just a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy shit, guys.
Oh, good God, you're pretty.
Your mouth's gonna be
pretty. It's a man in the booty.
You're seeing a lot of my man in this video. It's a good shot right there. But yeah, so he got his belly button pierced. So when we walk into the piercing shop, it's like a group of us. And everyone at the piercing shop, you know, it's just a little mountain town. And they weren't expecting this, I don't think. And so we walked in and they're like, hey, how can we help you? We're like, we're getting this guy's belly button pierced. He lost a bet. And then all of a sudden, people from everywhere in this shop all came out and everyone was all excited and everyone was all about it. And they pull out this display with the most dangly, sparkly, long belly button rings. And they're like, here you go. You can pick one. So I told Alec, I was like, listen, I know this is all happening because of me, because the boy and I got married, but you're the one who made this bet with him. You have to be the one to pick out the jewelry. And so he decided to pick out this pirate thing. It's dangly, it's blingy, and the boy, he picked it out for the boy because the boy is all about the booty.
It's a man in the booty.
So we picked out this ring, we got it pierced, and the boy has to keep it in for a month. And I am not going to lie, like, I'm so grossed out by it. I gotta be careful because I'm gonna give myself the ick with my own husband, and I don't want to do that. But it just, like, every time I see it, it catches me off guard, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so bad, and you actually did it. Like, good for you, because you did it. Like, on one hand, I'm proud of you for, like, not being a puss and, like, actually doing it. But on the other hand, like, as a woman who needs to be attracted to you, oh gosh, it's so bad. And it's all tender and sore and stuff. And the boy's like, man, I'm sitting too much at work and it's bothering me. And I'm like, yeah, now you know my pain. But on the other hand, I mean, hey, matching belly button rings with my husband. So yeah, there's the story. There's the story of when my husband got his belly button pierced. Oh, man, I still can't believe it. But like I said, like, I'm proud of him, but also I'm so disgusted, like, weirded out. Oh, gosh. My goodness. Never, ever, ever in my life did I think, like, this would be my life. You know what I mean? Like, when you're a kid, think about when you're a kid. And you're like, oh, one day I'm going to grow up and I'm going to get married and I'm going to have kids and I'm going to have a house and all the things that you're supposed to do. Like, it's very, like, cookie cutter in your mind because you're a kid and you don't know better. And you're just, like, watching TV and movies. And you're like, yeah, my life will be like that. Simple, normal, whatever, in the suburbs, whatever. And our lives are just, that's just not it. That's not what ended up happening for me at all. My fucking husband got his belly button pierced. Oh, God. Luckily, we have a house, but it's, like, in the city. We're not having kids. It's just my job is just very, it's just different. My career, it's just different than anything I ever thought I would do. Same for the boy. And, man, life is crazy. Sometimes life brings you up. Sometimes life brings you down. And sometimes life just throws a fucking curveball. But I wouldn't change it for anything. Truly, honestly, I love the boy. I shouldn't say I'm disgusted by him. That's mean to say. I don't mean it like that. I'm just trying to be a little extra for the podcast. You know what I mean? So he listens to these, and I feel like his feelings might have been hurt when I said, like, ew, disgusting. But, like, I don't feel that way. It's just your belly button ring kind of, it weirds me out a little bit. But I love you, baby, and I wouldn't change nothing. Oh, and if you're wondering why the boy isn't doing this podcast with me, I asked him, hey, do you want to do the piercing podcast with me? Because of course I need to talk about it. And he was like, no. He's like, you can put pictures up, video, whatever, but I'm not doing the podcast with you. And I asked him, because what's hilarious now is the boy is kind of a little bit, like, on the management, like, corporate side of things at work right now. And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to tell my coworkers. So I'm like, first of all, no, you shouldn't tell your coworkers. But some of them, they listen to me on the radio. I don't know if any of them listen to this podcast. I'm like, it's possible, though. And, you know, if they follow me on social media, like, I'm going to be very open and forward with all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, and that's okay. And I was like, if anyone at your work is, like, following me or friends with me or something like that, like, they're gonna know. Like, I don't think you should tell them, but if they know, they know. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah. Well, he ended up doing lunch with some of his other, like, manager teams, and he ended up doing lunch with them, and he's like, well, I did show them. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he told them, and I'm like, man, they probably think you're such a weirdo. But luckily, I guess they've known him for a couple years. So, like, they know he's weird, but he also mostly keeps, like, his personal life and other things to himself. Like, he's not trying to necessarily be besties with his coworkers and stuff like that. He's like, if I am going to be on the corporate management side, like, I'm going to stay away from all of that, which I'm like, that's probably a smart idea. But, like, this belly button piercing thing, I'm like, I don't know, man. But yeah, some of them know about it. So that's the story of why my husband got his belly button pierced. Let's just go straight into the song.
You know what it is.
Wonderful weekend. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. Thank you for listening. Love you. Bye.